Okay, Shalom Uvrach, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Sorry, last week we were supposed to have a shiur, we didn't have a chance. Very excited to get back to our learning, because personally, every time I prepare another shiur for making davening meaningful, my davening gets that much better. Because, as we said, these are short snippets of shiurim to give us the opportunity to really work on that which we learn about. And we're in Ashrei, as we've said, in the Hakdama Shir, I think we've had over 10 Shir, maybe more, on Ashrei, just on Ashrei alone. Yeah, maybe like 12, 13. But in the first year introducing Ashrei, we pointed out that the Gemara discusses many Midrashim, that the Perek of Ashrei, of actually Tilal David 145, is seen as one of the greatest of all Prakim in Tehillim. Some say the greatest of the Prakim in Tehillim. And we're up to the letter Resh. Ritzon Yireh V'yaseh V'eshav Asam Yishma V'yoshiyem. So on a very posh upshot level, what does it mean, Ritzon Yireh V'yaseh? That the will of those who fear him, Ya'aseh, he will do. But then the Pasuk says, right, the end of the pasuk is what? V'eshav asam yishma v'yoshiyem. Right, that their cries he hears and he saves them. So some wonder, what does that mean? If Hashem is performing, is doing the ritzon yireh, Hashem is doing the will of those who fear him, so why v'eshav asam yishma v'yoshiyem? So then why is it that they cry out and that Hashem has to save them? So there are two different approaches to this. Very, very beautiful. So one approach is Ritzon Yirev Ya'aseh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do Ya'aseh in the future. Hashem will do the Ritzon Yirev. There's no question. The Ritzon of the will, the desire of those that fear God, Ya'aseh, Hashem will do it. But V'eshavosam Yishmav Yoshim, Hashem is not going to do it right away. Why? V'eshavosam, because their cries, Yishma, he'll hear V'yoshim, and then he'll save them. What does this mean? So this fits in with the famous Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesavet Tfilosan Shel Tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the prayers of the righteous. We know that this idea is something that is very much, of course, related to these parashios that we're in. The Gemara says, why were the Imahos Akaros? Why did Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel so struggle to have children? The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesavet Tfilosan Shel Tzadikim. What does that mean? It means that we spoke about this in our WhatsApp shiurim of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. Sha'arim B'Tfilah, I don't know if we ever finished that. We might have to get back to that. Never posted those anywhere. Those are just on the WhatsApp group. But the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires a connection, a closeness. So therefore, Ritzon Yireh Hashem will do. Hashem will fulfill the will of those that fear him. But only through them crying out, Hashem will hear and then save them. Right? We know that this is the famous vart of, many quoted in the name of Simcha Bunim of Peshisch, that why was it that the Nachash HaKadmon, the Nachash that enticed Chava to sin, ultimately Adam to sin, and ultimately brought about a great change in this world, what's the Nachash's punishment aside from lose against legs? That it's going to eat dirt. That it's going to eat dirt. So if Simcha Bunim of Peshisch asks the famous question, I don't get it. Isn't that a great punishment? Right? So, okay, they're not going to taste the geschmack of a steak, but the Nachash will always have food. Isn't this, so what's the punishment? So if Simcha Bunim famously says that the punishment is, you're right, that it's always going to have food. And it's never going to have to cry out to Hashem for food. And that's kaviyachal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just says, Nachash, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to hear from you. Here's all the food that you're going to need. Right? Nebuch, Rachman al-Utslan, a parent who gives their child like a charge card and a credit card and says, whatever you want, just on the credit card. Meaning the parent is telling the child, I don't know what to do with you. I don't want to hear from you that you call out to me, I need help. No, okay, just take care of it yourself. So this is a famous approach that Al Shech HaKadosh and others say that Ritzon Yirev Ya'aseh V'eshav Asam Yishma V'yoshim, that Hashem will do the Ritzon of Yireyav Ya'aseh, he will perform that will, he will do this for them, but You know when it's going to happen? Only after they cry out. And this is, of course, the famous Rashi in Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world ready to blossom forth. All of plant life was right below the surface. Adam was created. The world was desolate, and Adam had to daven. And once Adam davened, it rained. Everything sprouted forth. Everything came up. Everything blossomed. And that's the way the world works. So therefore, Ratzon Rav Yasa Veshavosa Mishmav Yeshiyim, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to Mesavet Tfilosim. Tfilah is the connection, a deep, deep connection between the two. Right? And the Ksav Sofer, he actually says that this is the idea. He says it's a mashal to a parent that, you know, that just wants the child, wants to hear from the child, wants the connection of the child. So, of course, the Ratzon of the child will be done, but however, there's also another perspective that's quoted by the Polis Yaakov Yosef, Zichus Yagin Aleinu, Yaakov Yosef Polonia, in the name of his Rebbe, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Baal Shem Tov, Zichus Yagin Aleinu. And this is also something that Chassam Sofer talks about, and this is a fascinating approach. And this raises many theological issues that we're not going to get into the deep theological issues and the philosophical issues this evening. But Ritzon Yirav Yaseh means that when one of the Yirei Hashem, a person who truly, truly fears God and sees God in everything and is in awe of God, when that person has a Ratzon, Hashem, yes, Hashem will do it. And you know what the Baal Shem HaKadosh says? And the Chassam Sofer also says this? Ratzon Yirav Yaseh, Hashem will perform the will of Yireyav, of those that fear Him, even if it's against the Ratzon Hashem. What does that mean? That even if Hashem knows it's not going to be good for the person. Zoktav Chassam Sofer, how often a person prays for Ashiris, prays for wealth, right? You buy the lottery ticket, you daven, Eibishter, please, Eibishter, please. And the Eibishter doesn't give it to you. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's not good for you. It's going to be bad. But the Chassam Sofer and the Baal Shem HaKadosh both say, Ritzon Yirav Yaseh, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give in to the repeated entreaties of a tzaddik, of Yireyav, of those that fear him. And he's going to give them even what's not good for them. It's like a pella. Mamish, his vort is a wonder. This idea is mamish a wonder. But and as I said, I'm not going to discuss the philosophical, theological issues this raises. But even if it's not the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem doesn't want to give to the person because Hashem knows it's not good. But ultimately Hashem is going to give it to the person if the person doesn't stop shrying, doesn't stop crying. Right here, the Ksav Sofer says it's a mashal of a parent that a child is crying, I want the candy, I want the candy, I want the candy. And the parent knows, this is like, the child's going to eat the candy, it's going to hurt the stomach. But you know what? Comes a point, the Ksav Sofer says, that if a child cries so much and is so in this world, mamish tears all over the face, that sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's kulo tov, kulo chesed, that sometimes that chesed overwhelms the gevura, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give in. Even though he knows the child's gonna be a little bit hurt by this. But then Yoshiyim again is save them, right? Deliver them. Meaning when Hashem performs the will of those that fear him, even when it's not ultimately for the best, and that's why Hashem was holding off and not giving it to them. Ve'eshavosam, when they cry out to Hashem, when they get what they want, and they see why Hashem wasn't giving it to them, because Nebuch Rachman al-Utzlan, it wasn't good for them, and they cry out to Hashem, Yishmav Yoshim. Nonetheless, Hashem will still hear them, and Hashem will still save them from the trouble that they made for themselves by crying out to Hashem. So two different pshatim as to the understanding the totality of the pasuk. The first pshat, as we said, from the Al Shech HaKadosh, Pashu Pshat, Ritzon Yirav Yaseh, Veshavosa Mishmav Yeshiyem, that Hashem will fulfill the Ratzon, the will of the desire of those that fear Him, but only after them spalo, only after they cry, that Tefillah makes everything work, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesavet Tefillosan Shel Tzadikim, God desires the prayers, because that's the connection, that's the intertwining, Naftali Neftuli Elokim Neftalti, that's the intertwining of our soul with the Eibishter through the Tefillah. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh Chassam Sofer say a wild pshat, Ritzon Yirav Yaseh, that Hashem will give in to the Ratzon of Yireyav, even though it wasn't Ratzon Hashem, even if it's not good for them, Ve'eshavosam, when they cry out, because it wasn't good, Yishma is going to hear of Yoshiyim, and he's going to save them from the mess that they got themselves into, right? So those are two very, very different pshatim. But now let's look al Pidrush with the teaching of the Sfas Emes and the Chedush Yerim and the Balatanya and so many other tzaddikim. Right? And what is this pshat in the Divrei Chaim of Sanz? What does Ritzon Yireav Yaaseh mean? Literally, Ritzon Yireav, the will of those who fear him, Yaaseh, he will make it. He will do it. You know what the Balatanya, the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch says it means, Chizyogin Aleinu? Ritzon Yireav Yaaseh, quoting from his Sefer in the Likutei Torah, he says that Hashem will make the Ritzon of a person. A person who fears Hashem, Hashem will be Megala, will reveal the Penimius Halev, the Penimius HaRatzon, the deepest, deepest desires. Hashem will help us remove all of the layers that are on top, covering the truest us of what we want in the deepest way. And Hashem will make our will make our Ratzon for us. The Sfas Emes says it a little bit different, but it's the famous Chidush Yerim from his grandfather, where the Gemara in Bracha says, "Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mir shamayim." Everything's in the hands of heaven, except for fear of heaven. And the Chidush Yerim, the first Gay Rebbe, says, "What does that mean? Anything you ask for, it's in Hashem's hands. You want to be wealthy, it's up to Hashem. You want refuah, it's up to Hashem. You want to be whatever you want, that's in Hashem's hand. Except there's one thing that's not in Hashem's hand. You know what it is?" When you ask for Yerushalayim, when you ask for fear of heaven, to serve Hashem, Hashem has to give you Yerushalayim. That's what the Chiddush Yerim says. Obviously, this goes totally against what we said from the Baal Shem Tov and from the Chassam Sofer, that Hashem does give it. No. Everything's in the hand of Hashem, except for Yerushalayim, when you ask for Yerush Hashem. And the Sfas Emes, the grandson of the Chiddush Yerim, says that's what it means. Ritzon Yireav Yaaseh, the Ratzon to fear Hashem, Hashem will give those that ask it. Those that ask to fear Hashem, Hashem will give them their desire, which is to fear Him. And Hashem will reveal that the deepest truth, when a person davens, Hashem, please let me connect you, please let me feel you in my life, Hashem, let me feel the desire. A person who wants to want, and is mispal to want, that's Ritzon Yireav Yaaseh. That's Ritzon Yireav Yaaseh, the desire of those that fear Hashem. It's to be able to be close to Hashem. It's to be able to feel Hashem in their life. That, yes, Hashem's going to do that. Hashem's going to do that. However, the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, he says a little bit of a different pshat. He says a little bit of a different pshat, an unbelievable pshat, but a little bit of a different pshat. He says, from his Rebbe, the Heiliger Rapshitz, Rebbe Naftali of Rapshitz, that what does it mean, Ritzon Yireav Yaaseh? What does it mean, the Ratzon of those that fear Him, Hashem will do? So he said he heard from the Rapshitzer, that everyone in their life has moments when there's deep, deep, they're very mitragesh. There's a very, very deep and powerful feeling. And he says that sometimes it's chosim regoi, it's a person doesn't feel settled. A person feels that something's off, that their complacency is getting unsettled, right? And the Divrei Chaim of San sends from his Rebbe, the Rapshitzer, you know what that is? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaching out to you, of calling out, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. That's the Bas Kol that the Mishnah tells us in Avos HaSix Perek, that calls out to each and every one of us. The Bas Kol that comes out from Har Sinai, that the Baal Shem Tov says still is crying out. The Bas Kol, the question is whether or not we can hear it. So the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, the Sanz Zeruv, Zechus Yigin Aleinu, from his Rabbi the Rapshitzer, says, you know what Ritzon Yireav Yaaseh means? That Hashem creates an unsettled feeling in us. Hashem makes us uncomfortable. That it should move us to seek and search. Because we know complacency is the antithesis of change. People don't change. There's no movement when they're complacent. Complacent is when they hit a status quo. When they I'm good where I am. And they don't move. So Ritzon Yireav Yaaseh means, the Sanz Zeruv says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates feelings of unsettledness, feelings of dissatisfaction inside of us, and that is the Bas Kol reaching out to us, Shuva Elai V'Shuva Aleichem, return to me and I'll return to you. We know where I read Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, his I believe, most famous Torah, because when he passed away, I think this was going around on the internet, that this was a video he made that was viewed, I think, millions of times. Mamish, millions of times is what happened when he was one time in waiting for the dentist. So when you're waiting for a dentist before smartphones, I don't know if he had a smartphone, if he was using it. After all, he was chosid, an enikel of the Divrei Chaim of Sanz and of the Ma'arinayim of Chernobyl. No, I'm joking about that. But Dr. Tursky said that when he was in the dentist's office a number of years ago, waiting for the dentist, he picked up a magazine. And the article was, How Do Lobsters Grow? How Do Lobsters Grow? He said normally he wouldn't care how lobsters grow, but he was waiting for a dentist, nothing else to do. So he picked up How Do Lobsters Grow. And the article described that lobsters are soft, boneless creatures that grow into a shell that protects them. But what happens is the shell is hard. The shell doesn't grow, but the lobsters keep growing. So what happens? The lobsters get uncomfortable in the shell that they grew because the shell doesn't grow together with them, with their soft, boneless body. So what the lobster has to do is it goes under a rock, it finds a safe place, it throws off its shell, it sheds its shell, and then it grows a new larger shell. And the lobster can do this a number of times over the course of its lifetime. And Dr. Tursky said, Oso Hadavar, that we are lobsters. And this is what the Sanzer Rav is talking about. Again, he was the great-great-great-grandfather of Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tursky Zechusa Ginaleinu, on his mother's side. His name was Tursky, that was Chernobyl Hasidim, but his mother was a Halberstam. Rabbi Dr. Tursky. So that's what he said. He said that we're all lobsters. We have physical bodies, that our physical bodies, he goes, by the end of our teen years, body's not going to develop that much more. Obviously, we could put on weight, we could lose hair, you know what? There are changes that happen even in the physical body, but be'etzem, there aren't too many changes, right? But he says the soul is continuing to grow. And he goes, so often, he said he's seen it in treatments. Of course, he goes, there are people who need medication, there are obviously chemical issues, but he goes, so often people come to therapists feeling uneasy, they're not happy, looking for, you know, medications. He said, it has nothing to do with medications. He goes, that's the natural dissatisfaction that the soul feels, that I need more. I need to grow. I need to get moving. Dr. Tursky, whimsically remarked, imagine if we could just give the lobster some tranquilizers, the lobster would never grow further. It would always stay stuck in this tiny, tiny little shell. We're supposed to go way beyond. Our soul is supposed to continue growing. And that's what the Sanzer says. Ritzon Yirav Yaseh. Ve'esh avosa mishmav yeshiem. What's that talking about? Ritzon Yirav Yaseh. This is that Hashem helps create the will to grow by giving us those moments where we feel unsettled. Those moments when we feel something's not right. And he says the first thing that we should do is, of course, run to the Eibishter and to misfalel and to seek higher levels of connection to the Borei Olam. And that's what Dr. Tursky was saying also in his mashal about the lobster. So again, two different pshatim in Ritzon Yirav Yaseh, Veshav Asam Yishmav Yoshiyem, from the Al Shech HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesavet Tfilos. He's going to do the will, but first he wants to hear the Tfilos, then the wild pshat from the Baal Shem Tov, Zechusa Gileinu Chasam Sofer, that Hashem ultimately gives in to the array of who daven and daven and daven, even if it's not good for them, it's not Rotzon Hashem. And then when they get what they want, then it's not good. Hashem's going to hear their cries, and he's going to save them from the mess that they got themselves into. But then we said a deeper pshat from the Chedushi Arim, from the Sfas Emes, from the Balatanya, that Hashem creates our Ratzon. Those that are looking for a relationship to Hashem, those that want Hashem, Hashem creates the deep Ratzon that they can follow through with. And the Divrei Chaim says, how does that happen? That happens in feelings of just being unsettled. Feelings of, I need something more, right? These are moments of hisaurus, he says. These are moments of spiritual awakening that we have to try and tap onto. So that's the pasuk Ritzon Yirav Yaseh v'shavos mishmav yeshim. Just very briefly, Shomer Hashem is kol avav is kol shom yeshmid. There's not much I'm going to add to this. Rav Schwab in his parish on the Siddur explained, Shomer Hashem is kol avav is kol shom yeshmid. He goes, one second, Hashem guards all those that love him, and all rishayim yeshmid, he eradicates. He says, it's not true. He says, it's just not true. Look at this world. And he says that a lot of these psukim of Te'ilol David are actually referring to the next world. And it's a statement of faith by David HaMelech. Yes, there are things that happen in this world, the chizuk that David HaMelech sings about in Te'ilol David, Tzomach Hashem L'chalan Noflin, Pasecha Sedecha, right? Lo Dielov Ne'adam Gevurosov, right? There's so many psukim here that are seen in this world. But he says that this pasuk, Shomer Hashem is kol avav, Hashem protects all his loved ones. That's called Hashem Yashmid, and all Rishon he eradicates. Rav Schwab says David HaMelech is talking about the next world. And that's what it means. Hashem protects the soul of the righteous, of those that love him, that they are going to be saved, and they're going to make it to the Olam Emes, and they're going to get to Gan Eden, they're going to get to Olam Haba. But that's called Rishon Yashmid, the Rishon Nebuch. You look at what they have in this world, but ultimately Yashmid, they're going to be wiped out. There are others, the Kaja Glover says, Veskol Hashem Yashmid means the chelik of the Rosh inside of us. That Shomer Hashem is Koloava, Veskol Hashem Yashmid, the Kaja Glover, the Eretz Tzvi, and some others, they say that what's this talking about? This is talking about the tension inherent in every human being, that we have this part of us that loves God and the part of us that hates God, the part that wants to be close to God and the part that's pulling back away from Hashem. So of Shomer Hashem es kol oavav, all of the ones who love Him, all of the love, oavav, Hashem protects and guards that part of us, enabling it to grow and to flourish. Ve'ez kol rishom yashmid, and all of the rishos Hashem helps us eradicate. So two very different chapters, one talking about Olam HaEmes, because ultimately in this world we don't necessarily see this. So it's talking about the next world. And the Kaja Glover, the Eretz HaTzvi, says that it's talking about the Oev Hashem and the Rosh inside each and every one of us, and that battle that Hashem is Misayeya, Hashem helps us, following off Ritzoni Rav Yasev Eshav Asam Shmav Yoshim. How? Shomer Hashem is Kol Avav. Hashem guards and waits and anticipates the needs of the Oavav, the side of the person that loves Hashem, and Hashem is going to protect that. This called Shem Yashman. Hashem is going to help remove that the parts of us that are running away from God, that are taking us further away. Okay, so two very beautiful psukim, very powerful psukim. I hope Bez Hashem you could learn them up well and daven them well this next week. And Bez Hashem, looking forward to continuing our learning next week. Have a great Shabbos, everyone.